Hey everybody, it's your favorite gym bro, Marcus Stone, and today's show is called What Are SARMs and How Do They Work for Muscle Building? Before we get started, I want to clarify that this podcast is for informational purposes only and not a recommendation. Please consult a doctor and get your lab work done for your specific scenario as everyone is different. Imagine building serious muscle mass without the dangerous side effects of anabolic steroids. Today, we're exploring SARMs, selective androgen receptor modulators, the compounds that are changing the game in muscle enhancement. So what exactly are SARMs? They're a class of therapeutic compounds that have similar anabolic properties to traditional steroids, but with key differences in how they work. Unlike broad-spectrum steroids, SARMs are tissue-selective, meaning they target specific muscle tissue without affecting other organs. Think of them as smart missiles rather than carpet bombs. The science behind SARMs is fascinating. They work by binding to androgen receptors specifically in muscle and bone tissue. This selective activation is what makes them different from traditional steroids. When they bind to these receptors, they stimulate muscle protein synthesis and growth, but without the widespread impact on other organs that causes so many steroid side effects. Let's talk about some common SARMs. Osterine, also known as MK-2866, was one of the first developed and is still widely researched. Then there's ligandrol, LGD-4033, which has shown promising results for muscle growth. Users typically report noticeable gains within 8 to 12 weeks, though results vary significantly between individuals. Here's some interesting research to consider. A 2013 study at Boston University Medical Center looked at LGD-4033 in 76 healthy men over 21 days. With just a 1 mg dose, participants gained an average of 1.21 kilograms of lean mass. What's particularly noteworthy is that they observed no significant adverse effects at this dosage level. For those interested in learning more about SARMs, it's crucial to understand that these compounds are still largely experimental. While they show promise, most haven't completed full clinical trials. If you're considering SARMs, work with a healthcare provider who can monitor your blood work and health markers. Always ensure any compounds are third-party tested and start with the lowest effective dose. Remember, folks, the fitness industry is constantly evolving, and what we know today might change tomorrow as new research emerges. Stay informed, stay safe, and always prioritize your health over quick gains. This has been Marcus Stone with Wicked World, where science meets iron. Be sure to check out our best ofs at wickedworld.net.